two more weeks left in that. This week.
Well, Crystal said I can just go whenever I want. Hi, you guys. Nice to see everybody. Thank you for having me here in Appleton. My name is Amy Wolf, and I'm from Petaluma, California. So if you don't know where that is, it's in the heart of Sonoma County. But I'm a Midwest girl in my roots. I grew up in Rockford, Illinois, and I was joking with the teacher training group that I found the most Midwestern town I could find in all of California and moved there. And so it's really nice to be back here, to be back home. I was actually born in Milwaukee, so I feel like I have a little bit of that cheese deep in me somewhere. So thanks for having me. We're going to have, what do you guys call this class? You call it?
Shake Your Asana.
So I teach on Fridays, FM Fridays. So it's kind of the same thing. It's a flow class. I do mine for charity, and we do a donation-based class on Friday mornings in California. So we're just going to keep with that alignment tonight. So if you're a little worried you were going to miss your music and your little upbeat yoga dance party on Friday night, you are not. Let's start in child's pose.
We can turn the flashy lights on for
it. Ooh, yeah, I don't know how to do that, but knock yourself out. That'd be great.
Daisy does.
That's fancy. I like it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. I hope someone's taking a picture of this. That's great. Good. Drop into your hips. Take your knees wide. Just give yourself a lot of space. So I'm a guest teacher. I don't know everybody's bodies or everybody's practice, but I do trust that you all are well, able-bodied, responsible people. You're going to take care of yourselves tonight. You're going to take rest when you need it. You're going to push yourselves when you need it. But all really you need to do is show up on your mat. We're just going to breathe and flow and move together. Start to find your breath. Sometimes we lose it, yeah? Just in through the nose and out through the nose. And start to intensify it. Let it take up more space in your body. Maybe let your shoulders drop down. Breathe into your lungs, feel them expand. Breathe into your hips. And just feel the earth drawing you in. Let's take a deep inhale together. Let it go. Climb onto your hands and knees. Close your eyes. Start to move around any way you want. Cat, cow, wag your tail. Just do whatever feels good. Yeah, take this opportunity to dial in and tune into your own body and your own practice tonight. So we're going to do things the California way tonight. I like to call my version of vinyasa the little free-range flow. In Sonoma County, it's all about just living simple, easy, clean, full. Letting our life be organic and rich and sustainable. And we're going to align to all of those principles tonight. Take a long breath in. Lengthen your spine. Downward facing dog. Now spread through your fingers, anchor through your heels. Take a deep breath in, shake your head yes and no. Yeah, let's rise to the balls of both feet. Bend your knees, take your ribs to your thighs. Scoop your tailbone a little higher, let it lift to the ceiling. Ground your heels to the mat. Rise to the balls of your feet. Bend your knees, ribs to thighs, exhale. That's it. Scoop the tailbone up towards the sky. Breathe in. Heels to mat, empty. Inhale. Let your head go. Breath in. Breath out. Inhale together. Outhale together. Walk your feet to your hands. Halfway lift. Get long in your spine. Fold forward, drop your head. Let's do that again. Halfway lift, shoulders back, ignite your belly in. Bow. Halfway lift, fire up your legs, your core. Fold, drop your head, toe heel your feet, hip width, ragdoll. Yeah, now let yourself find a little flow here. Let's add the element of water. I like to teach the elements in my practice, so bring a soft bend in your knees. That's bringing that water, a little bit of flow, a little bit of ease, a little bit of grace to your body tonight. You know you're gonna get the fire. You know you're gonna get the breath. But let's give ourselves some water and some space tonight. Take an inhale together. Feet to the mat, toe heel your feet together. Hands to the mat, toe heel your feet together. Halfway lift, get long. Bow down. Go up all the way to the sky. Reach your arms up. Hands to the heart. We're going to pause for a moment. Just ground. Integrate into your body. Close your eyes. Root into the earth. This practice is elemental, like it's foundational in our earth practice. You got to bring that earth quality into your body. We're going to till the soil tonight. Reach up, breathe in. Fold forward. Halfway lift. High plank, step back. Now ignite the belly, fire up your legs. Come forward just a little bit. Go all the way down to your mat, all the way, all the way. Point your toes, cobra, press into the tops of your feet. Breathe in, shoulders back. Stay here. Good, get a little longer, a little more open in your collarbones. Good, press into your fingers like little suction cups into the mat. One more breath, inhale. Forehead to the mat, downward facing dog. Hips to the sky, heels to the mat. Find your breath in. Let it go. Deep inhale, deep exhale. Breath in, breath all the way out. Walk or float to your hands. Halfway lift, bow. Go up, inhale. Go down, exhale. Halfway. High to low plank. If you want to go all the way to the floor, if you're needing to take care of yourself, do that. Cobra or up dog, yogi's choice. Downward facing dog. Breathe in. Empty it out. We're going to cultivate space in the body with your breath. Inhale together. Empty completely. Walk or float to your hands. Halfway lift. Fold forward. Utkatasana. Sit back in your heels. Fire up through your fingers. Spread them wide. Okay, belly in. Anchor your tail down. So sometimes we get a sway back here. We let the butt really stick out. See if you can just draw the belly in, bring the ribs in, find that integration in the body. Take your arms a little wider. Let the shoulders drop down, sink a little deeper. Yeah, take a breath in here. Squeeze your thighs, draw the belly in. Now stand up all the way, heart to the sky, reach up, go back. Dive forward. Halfway lift. High to low plank. Chaturanga. Open up. Spread open. Down dog. Fold back. Now right leg to the sky. Bend your knee. Open your hip. Move it around. Move your hip around or your ankle bone around. Whatever feels good. Just get curious. Start to ask some questions in your body. Yeah. Can you anchor your left heel down? Yeah. Right knee a little higher. Go big. Straighten your leg. Step through your hands. Warrior one, catch your hips. Catch your hips. OK, catch your hips with your hands. There we go. Just find that earth in your legs, sink deep. Okay, from that foundation, anchor into your back foot. Draw that energy up, take your arms to the sky, breathe in. Relax your shoulders. Good, so feel the sthira, the strength in the lower body. And then this sukha, this ease, this freedom in the upper body. Yeah, take the arms a little wider. Freedom for the shoulders, sink a little bit deeper. Reach up, go back, inhale. Hands to the mat, chaturanga. Go down and through, big breath in and up dog. Downward facing dog. Left toes to the sky, reach up, bend your knee, open up. Good, move around, ankle, knee, whatever feels good. Yeah, get curious in your body. Straighten your leg to the sky, step through your hands, warrior one, hands to the hips. So legs only, think about that foundation, sink deep. I didn't forget about your music, it's coming. I know, I had a look. Did you forget about the music? No. Just want to take a moment to get to know each other, yeah? You just can't jump into a first date, right? There has to be a little bit of, it's like a Friday night. We need to have a little glass of wine first. We need to get acquainted. And then we'll get intimate. We'll start to flow. Take a breath, get a little bit deeper. Yeah, arms up. I like to start a little slower, you feel that? Just like get in the body, we're gonna get integrated. Good, wake up your fingers. I know it's Friday, but can you be awake? Anchor through your feet. Now go up, go back, big breath in. Hands to the mat, chaturanga, go through your flow. Push the earth away, expand. Fold back. Take a breath in. Let it go. Spread through your fingers. I'm going to ask a little bit more of you tonight just to go a little slower. I want you to savor every moment, every detail of your practice. Take a deep inhale. Empty it all the way out. Walk or float to your hands. Halfway lift. Fold. Utkatasana. Sit back. Inhale. Sink deep, empty your breath. Stand up, go back. Dive forward. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right toes to the sky. We're leg raisers in California. Step through your hands. Warrior one, go up. Chaturanga, hands to the mat, step back and flow. Go up, hold it, go back. Don't be in such a hurry, left toes up. Step through your hands, anchor. Ride your breath to the sky, breathe in, chaturanga. Yes. Feel this up dog, we like to get out of it, hold it. Down dog, yes, inhale together. Sigh it out, it's Friday. I'm coming home, it's nice to be back home. Good. Breathe all the way in. Empty your breath, drop what you don't need. Walk or float to your hands. Halfway, bow down. Utkatasana, inhale. Sit back empty. Stand up, go back, ignite the body, dive forward. Halfway lift, chaturanga. Peel open, melt it back. Right toes to the sky. Warrior one, step through. Now go all the way up, clasp the hands behind your back. Breathe into your heart center right here. Anchor strongly into both legs. Good. Take an inhale. Humble warrior. You're going to fold forward, crown to the earth. Now make a connection of your right shoulder to the inside of your right knee. Draw your belly in and let your head drop all the way. Good. Yes, take a breath in. Empty it out. Warrior one, rise up. Warrior two, open up. Breathe in. Spread your energy in every direction. Now palms to the sky. Let your shoulders slide down. Both arms to the sky, inhale. Both arms all the way down. Let them cross behind your tail. Arms up, breathe in. Arms down, empty. Go all the way up, reach to the sky. Thank you, I would feel terrible if I stepped on those. Warrior two. Take a breath in. Expand through all 10 fingers. Exalted warrior, reach up. We also call that reverse warrior. We get fancy in California too. We like to make stuff, like new words up. We like to make things sound better rather than just how they are. And I say we. It did take me a long time to admit I was a Californian. I've been there 17 years. I think I've been saying it for about 6 months now. Breathe in, side angle pose. Yes. Okay, you guys, press down into your right arm. Lift your right lung up and away from your thigh. Feel that integration and flow. Take a breath, soften your left shoulder back. Yeah, spread through your left fingers. Maybe take a half bind. Maybe, it's just an invitation. You could ignore anything I say, by the way. It's just an invitation. You don't have to accept. Take a deep breath here. Hands to the mat, chaturanga. Step back and through. Up dog. Downward facing dog, left toes to the sky. Warrior one. Clasp your hands behind your back. Big breath into the heart right here. Humble warrior, go down. Activate the belly. Can you let your head drop? Right, we feel that gripping in the neck. It's just us trying to control the pose. So I invite you to let the pose do you. Good, so release the hands for a second. Spin your arms the other way. There we go. That's it. Take a breath here. See if you can drop a little deeper. Warrior one, reach up. Warrior two, open up. Take a breath in and just land in the pose. Spin your palms to the sky. Shoulder blades slide down. Yes. Both arms up, inhale. Arms down, feel the shoulders drop. Breath in. Hands down. Reach up, inhale. Hands down, exhale. One more, all the way up. Reach out in every direction, warrior two. Exalted warrior, go up and back. Relax your right shoulder here. And how about your left shoulder? Breathe into your ribs. Creating space. Deep inhale, side angle. So it can be forearm to the thigh or fingers to a block or the earth. Deeper's not always better. Good. So from that earth connection, can you lift up and away? Use the belly to spiral the heart open. Left lung up and away from your thigh. Yeah, like what's going on here? Okay, space. Space in your body. Space in the cells and the tissues. Take a deep breath in. Chaturanga, hands to the mat. Step back. Go down and through. Open up. Downward facing dog. Good. Deep breath in together. Empty it out together. High plank. Roll forward. Draw the belly in and integrate. Roll back. Hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Roll forward. Press the earth away. Belly in. Roll back. Let the head drop. High plank. Once more. Roll forward. Fire up the thighs. Spin on your right side. Vasistasana. Side plank. Left fingers to the sky. Good. Flex your feet. Wake them up here. Stack them if you can. Squeeze your thighs. Yeah, push down to open up. Feel that earth quality right here. Maybe more breath. More space. Inhale, go up and big. Chaturanga. Go down and through. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Right toes to the sky. Bend your knee, open your hip. Walk your hands back to your base foot. Keep the knee reaching up. Let your heel drop towards your left shoulder. Take your left hand, reach around, see if you can catch your foot. Just an invitation, my friends. Just an invitation. Can you let your head drop? Good. Inhale. Good. Release your feet together. Just move around. Sway. A little modified ragdoll here. Just move. Feet together. Just fold. Flow. Take a breath. Downward facing dog. Inhale together. Outhale together. High plank. Roll it forward. Squeeze and integrate. Roll back. Roll forward. Get hands a little wider. Roll back. Good, a little more. One more inhale. Roll forward. Squeeze. Spin onto your left side. Okay, so you can modify or amplify here. What do you need? What's the body calling for? Right? More is not always more. Sometimes a modification can feel really good. If you lose your breath, you need to back off. If it's flowing freely, go big. Take a deep inhale. Chaturanga. Peel open, up dog. Downward facing dog. Left toes to the sky. Bend your knee, open up your hip. Walk your hands back to your base foot. So get close. Get close. Drop your head. Even closer, some of you. That's it. Now reach around with your right hand. Catch your foot. Now create some connection there. Hand to foot. Let them communicate and talk to each other. Let the head go. Good. Experience the length, the breath, the openness, the ease. Good. Take a deep inhale. Feet together. Fold. Just move around. Pedal your feet. Sway from side to side. Just let yourself be easy. Yeah. Downward facing dog. Inhale. Let it go. Breath in together. Empty it out. Okay, you guys, maximum capacity. Fill your cup. Get completely empty. Let your belly draw in. Walk or hop to your hands. Halfway lift. Fold forward. Utkatasana. Sit back. Arms up. Hands to the heart. Sit way back. Lengthen out. Belly in. Spin to the right. Yeah. Now get long. And soften your right shoulder back. Yeah, how does this feel? Maybe you want to spread the wings. Let's take the arms open. And let's try this. Left hand to your heart. Spread your fingers. Good. Squeeze that. Take a deep breath in. Fold forward, let it go. Toe heel your feet, hip width. Hook on your big toes with your peace fingers. Come to a flat back, Pada Gustas and hug in. Drop in. Good. Now lift shoulders up and away from the ears. Space. Let the head go. So I love coming back to the Midwest. My dad was a farmer in a little town called Caledonia. But people here keep it real. Like, there's no airs and there's no pretension. And I feel like when I come home, I recognize that quality and I miss it. So breathe in and embrace that humbleness, that honesty, that real quality in your body. Take a breath. Release your toes. Toe heel your feet wide to the outer edges of your mat. Drop down into a low squat. Low squat. Malasana. Hands to the heart. Yeah. So if your heels are lifted up, you can take a little padding or even take your fingers beneath the hands to get yourself lifted a little bit higher so you can feel that rooting of your heels down into the earth. Now take a breath. Press into your thighs. Feel that action. Okay, raise your hand if you've got crow in your practice. Who doesn't have crow? Does crow scare anybody a little bit? Okay, some days. All right, if your crow scares you a little bit, I want you to take your block. If you have crow, do it now. If crow scares you a little bit, you don't have crow, take your block, place it on your mat, and get your feet on it like a little perch. Time to fledge, birdies. Okay, toes on your block. Yeah. Toes on your block. Good. Take it back a little bit, Joanna. Yeah. Hands down in front of you. Now spread into your fingers right here like little suction cups. Thriller fingers, I like to call them. Okay. If you're in crow for a while, you can hop out whenever you want. If you haven't tried it yet, get your butt to the sky. Press your hands down. Draw your belly in. Suction cups into the earth. Tuck your knees right up high. Just one toe up. Lift. Yep. We're just going to play with it. Maybe the other toe. Switch. Look forward. Breathe in. Good. Step back, you guys. Chaturanga. Woo. Up dog. Oh, that was tough, right? Downward facing dog. Drop down to your knees. Shake it out. Shake out those hands. Does anybody feel a little difference in that? Who's struggling with crow a little bit? Anybody? All right, we're going to give you guys the little tools today. Hands to the mat, downward facing dog. Take a breath in. Let it go all the way. Walk or float to your hands. Halfway lift. Bow down. Uttakatasana. Sit back, arms up, spread your fingers. Hands to the heart, go way back. Now take a breath, get long, get tall in the spine, and spin to the left. Good. Inhale. Peel open. If you're feeling good and solid, spread your wings. Reach to the earth and sky. Now right hand to the heart. You guys like my homecoming mix today? Yeah, it feels good. Good. Press into my hand. Take a big, beautiful breath into your body and fold forward. Toe heel your feet, hip width apart, gorilla pose. Step all the way onto your hands, toes to the wrists. Halfway lift, get them all the way. Tickle your wrists if you can. Fold forward, even if you have to bend your knees. There's actually a pressure point right at the wrists. If you massage that with your toes, they say, it should help ebb cravings. I find this really helpful, like around Halloween or Easter when I start stealing candy out of my kids' stuff. Good. Take a deep breath into your hands. Feel that connection of your hands to your feet and release your hands. Toe heel your feet to the outer edges. Malasana, drop down into the hips again. Good. Take a breath. Go a little bit wider. Now stand all the way up, you guys. Star pose, reach. Hands to the heart, come all the way down. Stand up, open up. Hands to the heart, come down. Breathe in, get big. Hands to the heart, go low. Last time, open up. Hands to the heart, come down, crow. One more time. If you don't have it, you can use that perch or take your block, put it right in the front center of your mat and use it like a little kickstand with your forehead. It's like a little training wheel for your forehead. You can even rest your forehead. So you don't want it there like you're going to knock yourself out with the block. Put your forehead right on the block. Yeah, give that a try. Put it on there to start. Do you need a block? Good. Hold that crow. Feel that integration. Bring your big toes together. Inhale. Chaturanga. Go back. So can you put your forehead there? Up dog. Downward facing dog. Drop down onto the knees. Again, vigorously shake out the hands. Get the blood flowing. Yes. Hands to the mat. Downward facing dog. Breathe in. Empty it out. Right toes to the sky. Knee to your nose. Squeeze. Shoot your leg back, breathe in. Bring your knee to your right elbow and squeeze. It's like crow right here, right? Reach the leg back. Go to your left elbow and squeeze. You can sing. Oh. Reach the leg back, breathe in. Knee to the right elbow, we're gonna go again. Go back, inhale. Good, go to the left elbow, hold it here, look over here, kick your leg out, left fingers to the sky, rock star pose. Woo! Good, press into your feet, open up you guys, heart to the sky. Can you get your whole front body up to the ceiling? Big breath, chaturanga, nice. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Take a deep breath in. Walk your hands back to your feet. Yes, drop in. Inhale. Exhale. Roll it up nice and easy, one vertebra at a time. Sweep up, fill your lungs. Step your right foot forward, Dekasana airplane. So hips really square here. So a lot of times we like to get in this pose and open it up. Keep both hip bones down, big toe pointing down, shoulders back. Good. Push down. Take a breath. Feet together. Reach up. Dancer's pose. Bend your right knee. Catch hold of your foot. Yeah. So find stability first. Yeah. And then start to step into expansion. So you want to make sure in any pose, whether how fast or how slow, or how much you're pushing yourself or taking it easy, that you're making your practice sustainable. We want to be able to do this for years and years and years. So find that perfect balance. Take an inhale. Step your right foot forward. Catch your other foot, dancer's pose. Yeah. Good. So make sure you have the inside of your foot, thumbs to the sky. There you go. Yeah. Thumbs up, seven up, thumbs to the sky. Breathe. Feet together. Sweep up. Fold forward. Good and sweaty. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Some of you at the top of your mat, some of you aren't. Sorry about that. Up dog, fill up. Downward facing dog. Nice job. Left toes to the sky. Knee to nose, squeeze. Shoot the leg back. Go to your left elbow, integrate. Feel that crow right here. Shoot the leg back. Right elbow, squeeze. Extend. Let's still go again. Left elbow, anchor. Shoot the leg back. Good. Right elbow squeeze, kick out, rock star. Right fingers up. Good. So lots of leg action. Earth here. Press down to open up. Good. Yeah. So this time drop this down. I want to see you find space. Yeah. Take a deep breath in. Chaturanga. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Inhale. Hands to your feet. Take a walk to the back of your mat. Drop in. Let go. Roll up. Sweep up. Left foot forward for Dekasana airplane. Square hips. Yeah, awaken your fingers. So have you found your flow tonight? Your breath. Breath makes everything sustainable. It's the buoyancy of your practice. Take an inhale. Feet together. Sweep up. Hands to your heart. Bend your right knee. Catch hold of your shin bone for Uttanasana. Flex your feet. Stand really tall. Good. Catch your hip. Maybe catch your big toe. Start to look for extension. It doesn't have to be all the way. You can have a soft bend in the elbow or the knee. Open up. Yeah. It always comes as a surprise when I... Yeah. Now to get literally tricky, take a look towards the blinking lights. Come on back. Come on back. Let go. Arms up. Breath. Airplane. Low back. One inhale and pause here. Standing split. Hands down. Leg to the sky. Reach the toes up another inch. Feet together. Fold. Roll it up. Breathe in. Arms up, inhale. Hands to the heart. Uttita, left side, left knee up, flex. Integrate, stands tall. Catch your hip, catch your toes. Start to play with that extension. And then open it up. Where can you go? Check out your neighbor's pedicure. Okay. Come back to center, nice and easy. Arms up, ignite the belly, reach up, airplane, flow. Pause for a breath. Standing split. Woo! Good. Left toes up, 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 up. Woo! Good. One more inch. Feet together. Roll up. Ooh, sweep up. Breath. Hands to the heart center. Tree pose. Actually, face in another direction. Face any way you want. Doesn't matter. Oh my gosh. Crazy California girl. I have to look at each other. What are we doing? Okay, pretend like you're redwoods. Good. Wherever you want, just change it up a little bit. Find your tree. Like a little forest, okay? Okay, when you have stability, start to explore it, find it. And just notice, am I facing in the wrong direction and suddenly I can't do it? What is that about? Let yourself be where it is. And then how about a little flow? Let's move the arms. Like you're at a concert, yep. There you go. Good. Now arms open. Take a breath in. Find that full expansion of the pose. Hands to your heart. Feet together. Move it another direction. Take tree on the other side. Doesn't matter. So for me, my yoga practice brings me back home to myself. It brings you back to the center, to the nut of the koshas, to who you're meant to be, not all of this excess stuff that we've made up, these layers. So feel that beautiful essence of your truest self and just dance with it. Feel that sway through your arms, add a little water and a little flow. Yes. Now arms up, breath in, hands together, feet together. Let's meet at the top of your mat. Sweep up, breathe in. Fold forward, empty. Halfway lift, chaturanga. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Right toes up. Step through to a low lunge. Drop down onto your back knee. Now keep your left hand down. Right fingers to the sky, twist. Bend your back knee, catch hold of your foot. Again, an invitation. Maybe create a little resistance there, kick back. Good. And then play with this opening. Other side, you can come to the other side. Yeah, breathe into the shoulder. Release your hand. Half split Hanumanasana. So hips back, straighten your front leg, flex your toes, breathe in, fold forward, halfway lift, fold forward, halfway lift, hold here you guys, take your toes and drop them to the right. Just drop your toes to the right. Yes, right, get in that IT band. Oh, hi there. Yes, good. So if you can be all the way up on that back knee, do that. Stick your tail feather out a little bit more. Toes to the sky. Good. Anchor your right foot down. Curl your left toes under. Anchor your right foot to the mat, left toes under. Warrior two, come all the way up. Land. Straighten your front leg. Triangle. Good. So straight leg here. Yeah, there you go. Feel this breath, this ease, and the grounding and stability of your legs. Take an inhale. Look down. Stand all the way up. Turn your right toes in. Both arms to the sky. Clasp your hands behind your back. Inhale deeply. Come forward for Yoga Mudra. Yeah, drop your head down. Good. There you go. Shake out the head and neck. Good. Take an inhale, hands to the mat, halfway lift, catch your hips with your hands, breathe out, come all the way up, good, land in your body, yeah, turn towards the front of the room, square your hips, step a little closer, both arms to the sky. Pyramid pose, fold forward. Halfway lift here. Fold in, hug in. Halfway lift again, get long from the belly. Fold down. Halfway lift, lengthen shoulders back. Fold in. Drop in, stay here. Drawing that right hip back. Inhale. Exhale. Halfway lift. Step your left foot to meet your right. Fold forward. Go all the way up. All the way down. halfway lift, chaturanga. Open up, melt it back. Left toes go up, step through to your low lunge, drop down. Left fingers to the sky, right fingers anchor down. Okay, invitation to bend the back knee. Thumbs up, seven up. Feel that open in the shoulder. This process is all about wringing yourself out. So feel that in this twist. Squeeze, allow yourself to get a little uncomfortable. Inhale. Hands to the mat, half split. Just shift your hips back, stay up on your back knee, toes to the sky, fold forward. Halfway lift, get long. Fold forward. Halfway lift, drop your toes to the left. A little uncomfortable, breathe into that IT band. Yes. Toes up. Anchor your left foot down. Curl your right toes under. Warrior two, come up and around. Straighten your front leg. Triangle pose. So bring that earth energy to the legs. Bring the element of air to your lungs. Fire in the belly. A little water to soften. Create space. Inhale, look down. Come all the way up. Left toes turn in. Both arms to the sky. Clasp the hands behind your back. Breathe in, fold forward. Good. Yeah. Shake out your head. Take a breath. Hands to the mat, move around, swim around. Halfway lift. Catch your hips with your hands, empty out. All the way up. Turn and face the front. Shorten your stance. Both arms ignite to the sky and hinge forward. Yes. Halfway lift. Fold forward. Halfway lift. Drop in. Play with your edge here. Halfway lift. Get really long. Drape yourself over your thigh. Let the head go. Let your nose drop towards your knee. Good. Now inner thighs. Let them activate. Belly in. The minute I said that, everybody lifted their head. Drop your head again. Stay here for another inhale. And another exhale. Step your feet together. Halfway lift. Bend your knees. Drop down into toe balance. Arms to the sky. Activate. So you want a little challenge? Go a little bit higher. Take a breath. Arms out in front. Arms up to the sky. Arms out in front. She can't make up her mind. Arms to the sky. Breathe in. Boat pose. Navasana. Sit back. Yes. Good. Right here. You can snap. Belly strong. Can you get your ribs to your thighs? Good. Don't forget to breathe. Oh my Lord, how long is she gonna make us do this? 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Both legs up right here, reach. Rock and roll, grab your knees, go back and forth for three, massage your back. For two, land on your back, bridge pose, not wasting any time, hips to the sky. Yeah, slide your shoulders underneath you. Big Buddha breaths. Big Buddha belly breaths. Actually, look down, watch your belly rise and fall. So one day I was teaching in Petaluma, and we have this giant, like, 75-pound wooden Buddha that hangs on the wall. And I was teaching one of these S from Friday classes, and I was like, drop what you don't need. Drop your baggage, like, it's a new year. Boom, boom, boom. It fell right off the wall. And the class was, there was like 40 people in there. No, it didn't fall over. It, like, fell on this rickety little table. None of the crystals fell. We have a lot of crystals in California, right? Because we're all about that. And everybody was fine. It was unreal. So I have that podcast. I'm in the mode uploading that right now, the day the Buddha fell, to share that with you guys. Take a big breath in. Come on down. Good. Bridge. No, wheel. What am I talking about? Wheel. Press down. Go up. Yeah. You guys, come home. Wheel will bring you right back to your core, to your center. Feel your strength and power. If it's not accessible, take your hands a little wider. Feel.
Actually, you're teaching.